With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republicans are telling voters not to forget about the recent government shutdown. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
As he signed a funding bill to reopen the government, President Trump blamed Democrats for the shutdown and suggested voters shouldn't reward the party during next year's midterm elections. He said, "Don't forget what they've done to our country." On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson also expressed his displeasure, saying Democrats knew the shutdown would cause pain, and they did it anyway. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There's been a toxic gas leak in Oklahoma.
Dozens of people became sickened Wednesday night in Weatherford, Oklahoma, when a tanker truck parked in a hotel parking lot began leaking anhydrous ammonia gas. Anhydrous ammonia is used as fertilizer, but can burn people in its liquid or gaseous form. People nearby were evacuated, others were told to shelter in place, and several dozen people were taken to the hospital for difficulty breathing. Weatherford Police Chief Angelo Orfici says the gas has dissipated, enough for people to return home. I'm Donna Water.
A North Carolina sheriff says U.S. Customs and Border Protection personnel are expected in Charlotte as soon as Saturday or early next week to start an enforcement operation. Mecklenburg County Sheriff Gary McFadden said in a statement Thursday that two federal officials had confirmed that plan to him. His office declined to identify those officials. McFadden said details about the operation haven't been disclosed and his office hasn't been asked to assist. A rough day on Wall Street with the Dow plunging 797 points, the Nasdaq dropping 536, with the S&P 500 lower by 113 points. This is SRN News. One of America's leading pastors is going to the scene of Charlie Kirk's assassination.
On Sunday, Greg Laurie will hold one of his Harvest Crusades at Utah Valley University, where a gunman murdered Kirk in September. Laurie, who leads the giant Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, California, says local pastors in Utah asked him to stage the event. Laurie tells the Christian Post, quote, "Normally we plan events at least a year in advance, but there is an urgency, and we believe the message of the gospel is the answer." Michael Harrington reporting.
The world's dwindling community of Holocaust survivors is issuing a warning about the current surge in global anti-Semitism. Walter Bingham, who was 14 years old when the Holocaust began, says we live in an era equivalent to 1938, when synagogues are burned and people in the streets are attacked. Assaults on Jews have increased dramatically. This is SRN News. Concerns being expressed over Iran's nuclear program.
The International Atomic Energy Agency has been unable to verify Iran's uranium stockpile since Israel struck its nuclear sites in June. This information comes from a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog. The IAEA says the status of this material needs urgent attention. According to the nuclear watchdog's last report in September, Iran has a stockpile of uranium enriched up to 60% purity. Weapons-grade uranium would be at 90% purity. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israel's army says militants in Gaza have handed over a body believed to be a hostage. Since the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas began on October 10th, the remains of 24 hostages have been returned to Israel. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.